Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Some things in life are free. It's true. TIFF Cinematheque has a program of experimental and avant-garde film called Free Screen. And it's free. It's on tonight featuring a new film by Barbara Sternberg and work by Cliff Enns, with both filmmakers showing up for the screening. These are art films shot using unusual techniques like rotoscope animation, that's moving photographic images that are projected and then drawn frame by frame into animation, and a film using pixel vision, that's a 1980s black and white toy video camera. Very cool effect. It's aesthetically pleasing. For details, go to tiff.net/cinematheque. This week, three things like love, friendship, and family. I'm talking about two films. There's a teary romantic drama about lovers torn apart in 1980s swamps of Louisiana, and a mystery drama about a disappearing mama in 1980s suburbia. The Best of Me, directed by Michael Hoffman, based on the Nicholas Sparks novel. Dawson Cole is a shy kid at a Louisiana high school. He likes science and is good at fixing things, like cars. And when he helps his perky classmate Amanda with car trouble, sparks fly. She invites him on a date. The problem, Amanda's rich and popular, and Dawson comes from the wrong side of the tracks. He's a member of the notorious Cole clan, under the sway of his evil daddy and his two mean big brothers. Most kids sneak alcohol or contraband past their parents, but not in this family. He gets punished for sneaking homework into the shack when he should be getting drunk and playing cards, gambling with his pappy. "You think you're better than us? You ain't better than us. You're white trash, and don't you forget it," his daddy says, and he beats him up. So Dawson runs away, and he misses his first date. So he ends up in the garage of an old man named Tuck, who takes pity on the good kid from the bad family. Dawson and Amanda get together again, stare into each other's limpid eyes by the Spanish moss neath the twinkling stars. He picks a red rose. He gives it to her. They have their first kiss. Together, they spin plans for an idyllic future, until an unexpected event splits them apart. Okay, decades later, they meet again in the small town after the death of a mutual friend. Dawson works as a roughneck now on an oil rig in the Gulf, and Amanda is a housewife with a weaselly, unloving husband. She adores her teenage son, but he's heading off to college. So both are haunted by sad memories, but can they rekindle the old romance? Or are they just captives of class and destiny, never to love again? Okay, Dawson and Amanda are played by two sets of actors. Luke Bracey, he's the guy who co-starred in the recent action thriller November Man, and Liana Liberato play the dewy-eyed teens. She's the fiery, sharp-tongued teen matched with his strong, silent type. So grown-up heartthrobs, James Marsden and Michael Monaghan play the same characters as adults, but this time more wistful and filled with regret. So the movie is a total weepy romance. It's got everything you expect: true love, unrequited, innocent teens burdened with their family's prejudice, and passions left to smolder for decades. Total cheese. Cliches, stock caricatures. What's the point? Well, what's the point of this movie is to tug at your heartstrings and makes you cry. It's a weeper. And it works. I did. It's not my cup of tea, not the type of movie I like, but if you're into classic romances, this one does it right, serves up love on a silver platter in the deep, deep white South. White Bird in a Blizzard, directed by Greg Araki. It's the 1980s. That means kids have big hair, wear bright colors that don't match. Kat, played by Shailene Woodley, has an okay suburban family pulled straight from a TV sitcom. Mom's a glamorous model type, played by French actress Eva Green, who always puts Kat down. Hapless Dad, played by Law & Order's Christopher Maloney, is a total loss. He looks like John Cleese, complete with bad mustache and receding hairline, but unfortunately no sense of humor. So Kat hangs with her two best friends, both self-described fat chicks. One's black, the other is a skinny gay guy who has a fat chick deep inside, he says. Kat also self-identifies as that, even though she recently lost weight and grew breasts. She discovers sex and can't wait to try it out with Phil, the good-looking chowderhead next door. He lives with his nosy, blind mom. Then, suddenly, Kat's mother disappears and her life starts to change. Did she run away and abandon her family, or is the mother coming back again, or is she dead? Kat's haunted by her dreams, her mom appearing in blinding white snowdrifts, so she sees a therapist played by Angela Bassett. She also talks with the police, one detective in particular. She's crushing on him and tries to seduce him. Meanwhile, she follows the clues like an amateur Harriet the Spy to see what did happen to her mother. Her boy next door boyfriend, Phil, seems to have been flirting with her mom. Does he know where she is? And her dad seems to have a secret all his own. What's going on here? Okay, Greg Araki is known for his stylized indie flicks that usually offer a queer-ish look at coming-of-age and sexual awakening in the suburbs. He's great at mixing sexualities and ethnicities and racial stereotypes, far from Hollywood's lily-white homogenization. This one fits his style, with an attractive cast, a quirky main actress, and lots of sex, nudity, music, and nostalgic counterculture. But it's inconsistent. It jumps from painfully wooden family tableaus to fresh and realistic portrayals of 80s youth culture. Are they in the same movie? It's hard to match the two. Acting is also ranging from the dreadful, that's Maloney, to the fine, that's Woodley and Gabourey Sidibe as her BFF. Still, White Bird in a Blizzard is pleasant to watch with a great ambient soundtrack and some whopper surprises. The Best of Me opens today, and White Bird in a Blizzard starts next Friday in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.